This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The winner is on the loose. Anthony Weiner in a halfway house. People need to be alerted to this. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, just in time to declare himself a candidate for president in the 2020 field, where the Democrats could use some help, Anthony Weiner is out. I love this story. The disgraced former congressman was transferred from a federal prison into a halfway house somewhere in New York. I don't know if they're going to let people know, you know, you got to be on a sex offender list and all that. I can only imagine what's going on there. Oh, man. He was they reduced his sentence because he was supposed to get out in August of this year. Pled guilty to sexting with a 15-year-old teenager in North Carolina, and for his lewd act, he spent 21 months in jail beginning November of 2017. He served his sentence at the Federal Medical Center in Devens, Massachusetts, and now the 54-year-old is free. Sort of. He's in a halfway house. He goes out for a bit, comes back for a bit, goes out for a bit. He's got his, you know, strict rules and all that. You know, so, and he can't, you know, probably can't have like a cell phone, you know, with any type of texting. Cause he would probably get, I'll be honest with you, he'd probably get in trouble again. I don't think you fix a guy like Weiner. That's just my personal opinion. I'm no Dr. Phil, but I don't think he can be fixed. He torpedoed his career. Keep this in mind. Before 2015, in 2011, and after he begrudgingly admitted to doing the same thing, except this time he did it with supposedly a grown woman. I saw the pictures of the woman and I went, dude, I don't get it. I mean, you know, no, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And I'm sure after dealing with Huma Abedin and understanding what was going on with Hillary Clinton, he felt like a male hyena. You know, he was not the leader of that pack. So he went out. And as we say in the vernacular, found him some strange. And this girl, I remember, I wrote an article about it. That's why I remember it. That long ago. And I just remember going, Anthony. That's where your boys need to step in and go, dude, come here. You've had one too many. No, you've had 10 too many. Woo. I wrote this at the time. I said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but dang, I'm not critical of this young lady's looks because she's one of God's children. However, if I were a congressman, I'd do better than Lewinsky 2.0. That's pretty funny stuff. And I said, what is it with these weak liberal men who so long for the spotlight, the affirmations that they will pick anybody to sext with, or not to have sexual relations with? And I wrote, granted, in the case of Bill Clinton, I may have to give him a Hillary pass. Although Weiner's wife is no Victoria's Secret model, she was a better catch than his sexting partner. Again, I don't know what, you know, one man's weed is another man's landscape. That's the saying. Wow. But Weiner ran for mayor even after the 2011 incident. He ran for mayor in 2013. That was a train wreck. I don't know if you guys saw that. I remember the videos where, because he's an obnoxious guy. You know, he looks like Beavis and Butthead. I don't know which one of them, but he looks like one of them. And he's just this obnoxious guy, the guy that's always like in your business. Coming up like, hey, Kevin, what are you going to be doing this weekend? Hey, can I come along? Yeah, man. Hey, listen, there's going to be a party.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, get away, dude. And by the way, breath mint. You know, he's that dude. Wow. Anyway, he ran for mayor in 2013 after the first sexting incident, and he got brutalized. He got beat. But then He got caught again sexting, and this is the one that put an end to his, well, I say it put an end to his political career, but do we really know? With the left. But he was Carlos Danger. His fix was, I won't use my real name. I'll call myself Carlos Danger. Could you describe music, you know? And they're driving along was Carlos Danger. Oh, man. I said this when at the time. I said, I don't suppose it would matter very much to the degenerate Democrat political culture that was seriously considering him as the next mayor of New York City. But it turns out Anthony Weiner sent even more lewd text messages to at least one woman who was not his wife after he resigned from Congress in disgrace back in 2011. Images of his crotch were once again involved. He used an alias named Carlos Danger. His appetite for humiliating both his wife and his prospective constituents appears boundless. Man, that was poetry. I said, Weiner didn't come clean about any of this voluntarily. He got caught by a website called The Dirty, which refers to the recipient of Weiner's lewd messages as the victim. The victim claims her online relationship with Carlos Danger, Anthony Carlos Danger Weiner, ran from July to November of 2012. Oh, man. So I asked myself, what's Weiner going to do in this halfway house? I mean, now that he's there. And it's difficult to count him out, you know, because disgrace pop politicos on the left, they have a career. They have amazing staying power. And being honest, I truly might invest in a book of Carlos Danger. I would, if Anthony Weiner were to write a serious book, I mean, say, look, I'm just going to spill the gut. I'm going to confess what's going on. I would love to get inside of his head and figure out why would he blow it to that degree. He was being fast-tracked. He's Gavin Newsom on steroids. I mean, seriously, I don't think people would consider him as good-looking or maybe as charismatic. And Gavin Newsom's going nowhere. But I mean, that he was being fast-tracked. He was Elizabeth Warren. He was Cory Booker. He was Gavin. He was the whole deal. And I said, but nothing's changed for Weiner. At the time when all this was going on, I said, it's been my not-so-guilty pleasure seeing Weiner squirm. In the most evil conservative's lab, one could not create a more phallic symbol of a liberal Democrat, New York Democrat, than Weiner. Smug, aloof, brash, and a complete idiot. But guess what? We have more. We have Jussie Smollett. We have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the many others who support those plans. Back in a bit, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have their symbols. They have the people that they want to elevate to whatever status. Anthony Weiner was one of them. They have many of them. Elizabeth Warren was fast-tracked. Cory Booker, fast-tracked. Luis Gonzalez or Julian, no, Julian, what's his face? Castro, the guy that was, pardon me, the one running for president, he was fast-tracked. None of them are prepared. They don't even pass the ideological test. I'm just saying common sense, folks. That's what I'm talking about, ideological test. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. As far as Anthony Weiner goes, who's now on the loose, the Weiner is on the loose. Hide your women and children, because the Weiner's on the loose in New York. He can only go so far right now, because I'm sure he's ankle braceleted and all that, and he goes out and comes back, work relief, whatever. I don't know what he's going to do with his life, but you never know, because with Democrats, they reconstruct themselves. I bet you money Weiner's got a book deal, and I bet that book deal is huge. Don't feel sorry for him. Let me tell you, Weiner will get a book deal. He will get a TV deal. This dude, as crazy as it sounds, he's better off now. You want to know why? He's out of the rat race. He doesn't have to deal with Hillary Clinton. He doesn't have to deal with Huma Abedin. He doesn't have to deal with really politics. He wants to be in the spotlight. He's always wanted to be. the Hollywood guy, right? He's wanted to have all the girls. Now Anthony Weiner's, I heard Uma was still with him. I'm not sure if they're divorced or not. Maybe you guys can let me know. But he, as far as he's concerned, he's now a Hollywood guy. There are going to be women throwing themselves at that skinny little dude, that skinny little ugly dude, because he's now going to have money. Now, so here's what he's going to get. Let me tell you. He will get a $5 million advance minimum for any book that he writes. He will get a $10 to $20 million deal for Hollywood to do that. He will hit the speaking circuit, and he can make $50,000 to $250,000 speaking. I'm just giving you the number. My producers are going, yes, I'm telling you. And he will be booked solid. He will be booked at colleges and universities. He will be booked at Democratic events. He will be a cautionary tale. He will be a tale of overcoming and blah, 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 like a drug addict going out. And it'll be big money. I'm telling you, this dude is worth, if I had to put a value on him right now, I feel like I'm on, what's that movie? You know, Roadshow. If I had to put a value on it right now, $50 million. $50 million! Yeah. Yeah, that old lamp is worth $50 million. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yep, Weiner, big deal. But see, there's fallout to all of this, the Weiner stuff. And I've warned you guys, I talked earlier in the show about Jussie Smollett. I'm just going to make it dedicated to these scoundrels. These leftist scoundrels, the people that the left want you to put faith in that always end up letting you down. The Nancy Pelosi's, the Jussie Smollett's, all of them, Kirsten Gillibrand, James Comey, all of them. All these people are just they're disingenuous liars. And here, the reason why the Smollett story is so important is because it's been proven. It's been shown. There are Democrats out there going, no way, man. Jussie, he was attacked. It was a Trump person that tried to attack that black gay man. No. But I don't know. And people are going, I don't know, man. I don't know. And people are shaking. They're shaking over this because they don't understand it. This can't be fake. I would buy into the whole notion that much of what they've learned about, many of the things that they've heard, are they hoaxes? Yeah, this is a whole other bad situation for the left. And there have been plenty. The only thing is we don't know how to take advantage of it. But let me tell you what we did on Smollett. We stayed on it. We didn't let it go, and we're not going to. See, there wasn't a leftist on the planet who didn't believe that Smollett had lied. Not one. They believed what they wanted to believe, and they ignored the truth. But that realization should be the wake-up call that they need to reevaluate their belief systems, and that's what you should be talking about. When you talk about this, I don't give a crap about Jussie Smollett. What I want to tell you is he ain't the only one. You people do that all the time. Why do you think Donald Trump coined your stuff fake news? Now, we were smart. We knew immediately this story was a joke. But they weren't. They claim they weren't. But the executive assistant to the Washington Post's editorial board, a lady named Nana Ifa Mumford, she knows who she is. And here's what she wrote. But even before the latest details emerged, when I first heard of the attack on Smollett, I had to pause. And I want you to understand, this is a hardcore leftist trained in the art of ignorance, okay? And so she writes this. I had to take pause. And she says, on Empire, Jamal Lyon came out as gay in front of his homophobic, abusive father. Took a bullet for that same father and overcame an addiction to pain pills. Was I reading last week's episode recap, or did this actually happen in my hometown of Chicago? I had a terrible feeling that I was a victim, I was victim blaming, or worse, that I was so brainwashed that I could no longer hear the cries of hurt and outrage from my own black community. It was a horrifying feeling that I'm trying to work through almost 3 weeks later. She continues, I wanted to believe Smollett. I know that there is a deep, dark, racist history in Chicago. And if proved true, this would be just one more point on that list. I wanted to believe him with every fiber of my being. Most of all, because the consequences, if he were lying, were almost too awful to contemplate. And yet, I struggled with Smollett's story. Backtracking. Hardcore leftist. Trained in the art of ignorance, a.k.a. leftism. She knows the story of Smollett on the show. She's going, I don't believe, this is like, this is so unbelievable. I'm having trouble understanding it. Am I wrong for thinking this way? You know, but she says, but even in my wrong, I struggled with this story. Now, here's what she's doing. She's explaining her battle with common sense. See, that's her real struggle here. It doesn't pass the smell test. She knows it. But she believes herself to be, and I'm using her words, brainwashed when using her God-given ability to discern the truth. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going to hold on, and because we don't have a lot of time in this segment, because I want to tell you more about this. Then I want to go into how Jussie Smollett is being now thrown to the wolves. But this woman goes on to give you the logic of her common sense, and I'm going to talk about this in a bit. And this is the chasm that we have right now, is the fact that there are people that don't want to recognize common sense because it's overruled by ignorance. Ignorance taught by leftism. Short break. We'll come back and talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is launching a global campaign to end the criminalization of homosexuality in a dozen nations where it's still illegal to be gay. Openly gay U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell is leading the effort. According to former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, congressional leaders were informed about opening an investigation into President Trump. McCabe, making the media rounds regarding his book, told NBC's Today show that the leaders did not raise any objections. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman of Ohio Jim Jordan tells Fox News,
look, you can't trust Andy McCabe. I mean, he tries to make himself out to be a Boy Scout. 60 Minutes tried to make him look like that. You can't trust him. But you're right. He is the third person who has told us that Rod Rosenstein was serious when he made the comments about wearing a wire and recording the president and looking to work with members of the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Jesse Smollett story is so powerful. It beyond imagination. It's like the Kaepernick deal. It seemed little, but I told you guys, I said this story is huge. It's absolutely huge. And so we're talking about a lady, Nana Mumford, and she's an executive assistant to the editorial board of the Washington Post, and she's explaining that while she feels sympathy for Jesse Smollett because of all the atrocities that have happened to blacks, you know, in Chicago and how racist it is. By the way, all run by Democrats during this racist period. But she's appalled by all of that. This story doesn't pass the smell test. And she's wondering, am I wrong for thinking what I'm thinking and all this? And I want to tell you what her logic was. Because this is what really gets me when she gets into the logic of what she was thinking. She says, I tried telling myself that it is possible that two assailants were walking around downtown Chicago at 2 a.m. in January on the 29th in 10-degree weather waiting for a black man. In addition to that, they were stalking around with a bottle of bleach and a rope. And ultimately, the prey they selected was an actor on a show they must have seen, been somewhat familiar with, because they were able to not only name the show, but also know that he played a gay character. Never mind the fact that he was likely bundled up, and because again, Chicago, January, 10 degrees. Also, after he fought to get away, he left the rope around his neck until he got to the hospital. Take any of these two factors. Now, this is me. And a sane person concludes within seconds this story to be utter nonsense. Yet, as Mumford hearkens in America that only exists in an imagination of brainwashed leftists. That's what she does. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But here's what she goes on to say. Perhaps I don't want to believe him because this is a stark and scary reminder of the poor condition of the country and city that I call home. Maybe this story makes the boogeyman in my nightmares all too real, too close and too calculating. Maybe it's because while I consider myself an ally to the LGBT community, I still don't understand and appreciate the daily harassment that they endure. Or maybe, even though I am a black woman, I still do not know what it is like to be a black man in America. Now, I read that and I was just going, look at the amount of irrational thought that people are trained to, let me consider all these possibilities in a country that doesn't give a crap about your gayness, doesn't give a crap about your blackness or anything else-ness. A country that offers nothing but opportunity. A country that embraces all ethnicity couldn't be more tolerant of the LGBTQ whiners if we jailed heterosexuals. Put another way, somebody explain to me what blacks or gays can't achieve in this country. As for Mumford, it's what she ended her article with that I find most interesting. Because this is the part that is most profound and why I keep covering this story. You see, she writes this. If Smollett's story is found to be untrue, it will cause irreparable damage to the communities most affected. Smollett would be the first example skeptics cite when they say we should be dubious of victims who step forward to share their experiences of racist hate crimes or sexual violence. The incident would be touted as proof that there is a leftist conspiracy to cast Trump supporters as violent, murderous racists. It would be the very embodiment of fake news. Bam. That's exactly what I've been talking about. It's exactly why I told you this story is so huge. I want you, let's circle back. This is a woman who is the executive assistant to the editorial board of the Washington Post, purveyors of fake news. The media has just gone all over itself. I mean, they have just fawned over this. Nobody wants to believe that Jussie Smollett made this up. No way. He was attacked, man. And the media montage has been relentless. Things like, only in America, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, she goes on to say this. And that reason, more than any other, is why I need this story to be true. Despite its ugliness, and despite what it would say about the danger of the world I live in, the damage done would be too deep and long-lasting. This could be one tragedy that the Lyon family, and more importantly, the ordinary people who love the show and invested in Smollett and his character, could never overcome. See, they can't get over this. And I want you to imagine how many leftists wonder the same thing. They wonder, am I being fed fake news? I've told you guys many times why this story is so important. The fact that leftists leaped on this story so quickly and why it's impossible to reason with them. I want you to go and just tell me if you had said I did, by the way. I told everybody this story didn't pass the smell test. It's complete BS. It will be discovered. Blah, blah, blah. You guys know it because you've been listening to me for the better part of a week talk about it. But I told everybody this. But you know what people say? Oh, Kevin, you know, you got to be careful. Because, man, everybody's warning you. I told you, Chicago PD did not prosecute this case as a real crime. In other words, when you get skeptical, when it doesn't add up, you're a detective and you're going, okay, so explain to me. You Subway, you know, go get a sandwich, 2 a.m., guys attack you, but your sandwich bag is still intact. We want your phone. You don't want to turn over your phone. And you left the noose around your neck. And as I said, I don't know whether they smelled bleach on him or didn't smell bleach on him, but, you know, was there bleach or no bleach? Who knows? He didn't turn over his clothes. He didn't give a real description. I could go on. That when they finally did start getting evidence, you couldn't see who it was. You heard, I read what the girl said. She said it's 10 degrees in Chicago. So you have to imagine that two people are out there freezing their, you know, what off or what's off. And they're waiting on somebody to attack. They see this guy who obviously would be bundled up in 10-degree weather. By the way, that's a little factoid I missed. But he would be bundled up, you know, because it's cold. But they recognize him from Empire, two pro-Trump supporters, and wearing MAGA hats. I mean, first of all, you don't wear a MAGA hat in Chicago. I mean, only a guy like me is going to do that. The average person, even those big Nigerians, weren't going to wear a MAGA hat. They may look bad. They ain't that bad. I'll wear a MAGA hat in Chicago. I've worn one there. I've worn one in New York. But most people won't. And then they're going to take that, you black gay guy from Empire that plays Lions, you know, Jussie, like Jimmy Lions or whatever on the show. And by the way, tell Terrence Howard I said hello. I mean, this story was so crazy. It was ridiculously crazy. But even she recognizes it. So she's going, you know, wait a minute. This doesn't pass the smell test. How many Americans out there now, how many leftists do you think are asking themselves the same thing? Wait a minute, folks. Why can't we talk about this honestly? Why can't we use our common sense to understand exactly what was going on here? Why couldn't we just cry foul over this? You want to know why? Because it was black and gay. And to say it made everybody off put. Oh, I can't talk about it. I was talking to a comedian friend of mine. We were rifting because he's going on the road. And he says to me, man, I can't even touch that right now. White guy. I said, dude, I would be all over this if I was on stage right now. I'd be all over this. This, and where are the late night comics? Where are they with anything on this? This story was so crazy. In fact, one of the things that was the TMZ, which is a, you know, lefty entertainment deal, they said, Jussie just went overboard in making up this story. That was one of the titles. Jussie Smollett goes overboard. I mean, they didn't say it like that, but I'm paraphrasing. Goes overboard in trying to sell this lie. And nobody wants to question him. He goes out the first after back. I'm back. And I just want to say four things. For those who don't believe me, I don't really care. And I fought the F back. Nothing made sense about this story except Jussie Smollett trying to get some notoriety and thinking. And here's the worst part. He thought he could sell this lie. That's what's so scary. We've come to a point in America where this man was like, shh, man, I could say anything. And then they all did the, you remember that get well video for Jussie? This is terrible. We hope everybody did this, that, and the other. Jussie, I hope you get well. Jussie to all the Holly weirdos and the montage of media people talking about 2019 America. They decried this act and decried our country. Okay? 2019 America is amazing, folks. And the only bad thing about it are the lying leftists who create fake news and other victims, and they lie in order to hurt innocent people, all for their agenda. There is no agenda for us. All we care about is real truth and justice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Exactly. Brian, you're our media expert. I'll give you the last word. How does he use the media, perhaps, going forward?
I think, in retrospect, that Good Morning America interview, which allowed him to tell his side of the story, that just made things worse for him. And perhaps the questioning was not tough enough on Good Morning America. But ultimately, this is not about the media or about politicians or activists or any of the people that might have been fooled. It's about Jussie, and I agree with what everyone else has said. This is about why he might, and so far we don't know, but why he might have made this up. It just boggles the mind, Donna.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Brian Stelter on CNN. He doesn't want to admit that, you know, this is a lot. This is all about Jussie. This has nothing to do with the bigger picture. This has nothing to do with the media. In fact, there's a longer clip. He Skyped it in or called it in, and it was too screwed up to play it. But Brian Stelter of CNN chimes in on this, and he's rationalizing that, you know, no, this isn't a condemnation of what we did in the media of promoting this lie. No, this has nothing to do with that. This has to do with what Jussie did. And I would just remind you, let's play that montage of the media and everything that they were saying about this.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized. Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeting, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is an affront to our humanity."
And Senator Cory Booker said, "The vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching."
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
"But I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. This is a horrible story."
Yeah, I mean, the circumstances are just horrific.
Horrendous and unacceptable.
Absolutely despicable.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe this is actually happening in 2019.
It's hard to believe that we're reporting, that we're even saying words like this in 2019.
Mm-hmm. And this is America in 2019.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Yeah, despicable. 2019 America. Yeah, well, we now know what 2019 America represents. It's the year of the lie, the year of the rat. Chinese year of the rat. I said earlier, we don't have an agenda. The only agenda we have is the agenda of righteousness. When I think of leftists, they come with an agenda. It's anti-American. It's hatred of everything we stand for. And all we say is, we want what's right. How can you hate what's right unless you're evil? But let me tell you, this whole thing with Smollett, it's got people on edge. D.C. can be subtle at times. But Nancy Pelosi did something sneaky that had all the subtlety of speaking through a bullhorn at a cocktail party. See, she tried to sneak in a retraction of Jussie Smollett. But in a sign that he is now persona non grata within the community, the political community, she deleted his tweet, the tweet that she did towards Jussie. Yeah, her tweet said, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is an affront to our humanity. No one should be attacked for who they are or whom they love. I pray that Jussie has a speedy recovery and that justice is served. May we all commit to ending this hate once and for all." In her rush to believe the lie, she seized upon the fake news narrative that Smollett fed her and others. And then she had to backtrack. She moonwalked. Powerful words coming from the third person in charge of America. In the event that something happens to the president, she would take over. The president and the vice president, she would take over. And Pelosi's correct in everything that she wrote. You want to examine the words applied to the real victims? You want to know who the real victims are, folks? That would be us. Because we conservatives were attacked by Jussie Smollett for who we are and what we love, who we love. Will Pelosi pray for our speedy recovery in this vicious attack on conservatism? Or will she ignore the wounds suffered by us? And see, normally she could get away with just ignoring the wounds because we're big boys and girls. We put on our big boy pants and our big girl dresses or whatever you big girls wear. And we just move on. We don't care. We're like, so what? They called us racist and homophobic. We don't care. We're not racist and homophobic. But you know what? There comes a time where you got to say, no, I'm not racist and homophobic, and I dare. How dare you? And as Pelosi suggests, can we end the hate of the left? A hatred so putrid that they fake attacks in order to promote their lies. I want you to understand what Jussie Smollett did. Jussie Smollett can't find enough people to oppress the black gay Jussie Smollett. There aren't enough. So you know what he does? He fakes a story of oppression of a gay man. He sends a letter to the set of Empire with powder in it. His Nigerian buddies did it. And then he got the very same big old black Nigerian dudes to pretend that they beat him up so he could blame us. And you want to know why he had to do that? Why he had to resort to hiring black folks to play the roles of two white men? It's because he can't find two white people to do it. The leftist went, nah, man, come on, Jesse, it's just an acting job. Won't you do it, you racist? Oh, dude, you're going to call us racist because we don't, man, come on, man. You can't go playing around and stuff like that. We can end up in bad shape. And they were smart enough not to do it because they'd be in prison. If it hadn't been two brothers, if Jesse Smollett had gotten two white dudes, two white leftists to do this, this lie would be continuing. But he got two big old Nigerians. But we got attacked with their vile, putrid, fake news is what we did. Now, is she going to condemn? I'm talking about Pelosi. Is Pelosi going to condemn the actions of Jesse Smollett? Is she going to condemn her own actions of believing a liar before she knew 1 ounce of the truth? Other than the fact that the story itself didn't hold water. I suggest that Pelosi and others like Kamala Harris look at their actions during the Kavanaugh hearings if they need an example of how their injustice impacts lives. See, a lot of people will dismiss this. Jesse was just trying to get some publicity for Empire and all this. And I say, look, if it had been two white guys that were anywhere near that scene, they would have been arrested. Yeah. I want to see justice dealt out too, like Nancy Pelosi's. I want it doled out fairly. Because mankind would be better served if Smollett was made to fully pay for his lies, have to go to prison, meet some brothers. I mean, he's gay. It's a great place for him. Without any evidence, Pelosi posted that tweet about this attack. She didn't know a single fact. Reminds me of Obama with Professor Gates, where he alleged the cop acted stupidly. Pelosi jumped to her conclusions. Not a single brain cell used to even evaluate if this is a real story or not. And a moron could have seen through Smollett's farce. You guys have heard me talk about this. Yet the third person in charge of our government missed it. And now she wants to just pull it back. Take down the tweet. It's all good. I've done my part. Smollett has been revealed as a typical leftist. In other words, a vile scumbag liar. And Pelosi quietly deletes her tweet. Nothing to see here. Move along. Just as with the attempted destruction of Kavanaugh, the left moves along as if nothing happened. They couldn't care less about the fallout. I ask, in the case of Smollett, what if two white men had been walking in the area during that time? What would their lives look like right now? Yeah, they would have been released. They would have provided enough evidence to support their alibis. They could have investigated it and found out, yep, they couldn't have done it or whatever. Now, what would have happened to their lives? That's my point. So who's going to be next to fall? What politician? It was called a modern-day lynching by Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. To those in Congress who don't feel the urgency to pass our anti-lynching bill, this is what Cory Booker put. The vicious attack on actor Jussie Smollett was an attempted modern-day lynching. I'm glad he's safe. To those in Congress who don't feel the urgency to pass our anti-lynching bill designated as a federal hate crime, I urge you to pay attention. Yeah. I wonder when he's going to remove his tweet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.